Wendy, look who's here. It's our oldest and dearest friend, noted pet expert Steve Dale.
Did I just hear you ask him if he brought any clam chowder with him?
I did ask him that, yeah.
I might have. You never know.
Manhattan or New England, Steve? Which one?
I am a New England guy.
Yeah, the white stuff.
Yep.
Good stuff.
It
Steve
is.
Dale's here, everybody. He is, he's Steve Dale. You don't need to know more than that. He's Steve Dale, for heaven's sakes. Steve, over the
20
weekend.
20 years I've been here now.
Yeah, congratulations.
Walk of Fame, maybe next year.
I don't know.
There's a lot of talk.
June, there really is.
There's a lot of
from
talk.
Whom?
The dogs.
Yeah.
They're
going
to walk by and pee on it.
That would be an honor
it
for me.
It would be.
I know.
I get
it. It would christen my little,
right.
Yes.
Steve, over the weekend, there was footage.
I would actually, if they had the ceremony and if I were in it, can you imagine who would come?
Everyone, come on.
No,
you've helped a lot of people.
No, that's
a lot of people have pets.
It would be all the dogs and cats that would come.
So what's wrong with that?
Nothing.
That's your constituency.
It is my constituency.
That's all right. That's fine. Over the weekend, they showed on the internet this footage of a little girl. She's in British Columbia in Canada.
Hello.
Hello. They don't speak like that.
Oh, no, they don't.
I don't think they do.
I heard British. I didn't listen to the rest. Right.
Hello, eh? So,
sorry.
The family is feeding a sea lion at a place in Richmond, British Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
And then the sea lion grabs this girl by the dress and pulls the girl into the water for what we don't know. Because the sea lions don't eat little girls, do they?
They do not.
All right. But everybody panics because you see this
giant
sea creature pulling a girl into the ocean. What went on there? What should we know about this?
I mean, a sea lion can be very big. So I think this was a male sea lion. Male sea lions, incidentally, can be cantankerous. They can weigh up to 700 or so pounds.
These aren't the cute little seals that you see.
No.
Sea lions are
seals.
Like walruses, you know, though. I mean, they can get
smaller.
To be that size.
Yeah, almost. Yeah. So walrus are so big that they're twice as big as that.
I mean,
they're huge. But sea lions are big enough. And unless you're really up close,
which
you don't
this
realize...
girl was.
She was very
She was
close.
Leaning over the ledge of this little pond or whatever. And
feeding the sea lion first.
And the sea lion kind of came up very close to her face, and she was alarmed and stood back. At that point, the parent goes, "Honey, get away from the edge," you would think. But no, she sits down and displays her little kid butt to a sea lion, and the sea lion grabbed her by the butt and pulled her in.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
Are
and
they
she's
normally,
okay.
She is okay. The grandfather rescued her very, very quickly.
Yes, a bystander who I believe was the grandfather did rescue her by instantly jumping into the water. The sea lion really wanted nothing.
Food.
You know, she had food. The sea lion figured, here's more food. I don't think like sea lion, so I'm not certain exactly what the sea lion was thinking. But nevertheless, wasn't going to eat the little girl, but the little girl could have gotten hurt, mm-hmm. could have even drowned, you know? I mean, if the sea lion had taken her under. So it was dangerous. And the harbor master said, this is the guy who sees this stuff happen every day. He said, now, you don't know. I didn't know what he was going to say. I thought maybe he'd say, you know, this is the fault of the sea lion. This is, you know, he didn't. He said the parents were irresponsible. He said,
because they let the girl too close to the water.
What's more, they were enticing the sea lion by feeding a wild animal.
Oh. Well, then there shouldn't be like a little ledge where you can get that close to.
It's just
there should be up a little higher then.
I don't know. It's a pier. So the pier was not as. So if you go on to Navy Pier, it's way above the water level. You know, this was much closer. You're right, to the water level. But had they not been feeding the sea lions. And sea lions are very common all along the coast, all the way up from Canada there, all the way down to Southern California.
How cool.
They're somewhat common. Yeah, I think it's cool.
Are they like manatees? Is that the same thing? No, they're different?
No, yeah, they're a different in a different classification. Manatees are distantly related to elephant.
Oh, are they really?
Which could bring us to our next story.
Yeah.
How about that transition, Bill?
So they're a pachyderm?
No, they're distantly related. Oh. Yeah, but they are distantly related.
Just one more quick question.
Sure.
It's an important one. Is this like Planet of the Apes, where the sea lions, was this their first move, is saying to us, to the humans, we want to fight you, we want planet domination? Is this the first step, do you think, or not?
Well, I know that when you feed wild animals, you can be asking for trouble.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what happened here.
Even when you, like, my little Tiki is so sweet, but he's still a dog, and I have to, you know, I lay sometimes and put my head on him, and as he gets older, I think he's going to get crabbier. So you have to be careful. I mean, bottom line is, they're animals.
Yeah, but there's a difference between a domestic pet.
I know,
and,
but
and
still, you have
wild...
to be careful even with a domestic pet. I imagine you'd be more careful with wild animals.
A lot more careful, and I mean, it would be. I'm trying to think of an example here in the Chicago area. There are coyotes,
mm-hmm.
So people that feed the coyotes are asking for trouble. Now, I don't know of an instance that has ever occurred where a coyote's attacked a person because of that.
But the dogs in the yard, yes.
Well, dogs in the yard, yeah. So this is, if there's a season for it, it's now. So
we just had two in our yard. Yeah. Neighbor called and said, warning, bring Tiki in. So I talked to the other neighbors and texted them. They're just walking around like at, 8 o'clock at night.
But the problem is that we give them free meals, not so much handouts.
Mm-hmm.
But people do that. They leave food out for them, but they find food in the trash.
Yeah, I guess.
You know, so it makes, if the little puppy happens to be there or a cat.
I know.
We will get to the elephant story.
Sure.
That's an important story. Noted pet expert Steve Dale is here. He may say the word harbor master again, so stay tuned for that. Stick around. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. All right. So
I like to talk.
I like to talk.
Everyone enjoys talking. Steve, let's talk elephants for just a little bit. What's going on in the elephant world?
Interestingly enough, I should talk about this on the day after Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus had their last circus, which means the last time elephants performed with that circus.
Mm-hmm.
That circus voluntarily said, for a variety of different reasons that go beyond, I think, animal welfare,
mm-hmm.
they said, our time has come, 145, I think it is, years,
wow.
and we're done.
Step right down.
Yeah.
That's what they said at the end.
Step right up.
They said that to the acrobatic people that were still way up there. They said, come on down now.
Yep.
So they're over. The state of Illinois, if this happens, will be the first state supported by the Humane Society of the United States. They'll be the first state to say legislatively, by law, you cannot have performing elephants in circuses or other types of road shows. So as unfortunate, in my opinion, as circuses are that have performing elephants, it's even worse with these road shows because there's the way the elephants are treated is rather disconcerting, and there's sometimes as one elephant, and elephants are very social
animals. And they make them drive.
They do make them
drive.
Yeah, then they get tired that way, you know. They sometimes put them in the trunk. It's wrong.
Oh, they have their own trunk.
Oh, sorry. Ba-da-bum.
Well, it breaks my heart to know that Brookfield Zoo doesn't have elephants anymore.
Right.
Well, you know, so zoos have...
That's because they need to upgrade their enclosures and they haven't done that yet.
Yeah.
But that's still... I grew up going there. I worked there.
Yeah.
I didn't realize
they had
a huge
elephant building, didn't
they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what goes on in that space now?
Well, they're going to have to update it in order to...
accommodate elephants, you know. So what has happened in the zoo world? Zoos have, the American Association of Zoos and Aquariums have said, okay, now we understand elephants differently than we did X number of years ago. Here's what we know they need. They need tons of space.
Mm-hmm.
They need more than one elephant in the exhibit. And they need also tons of environmental enrichment.
Right.
So I was at a zoo in Phoenix recently. And I just was watching all the enrichment activities that elephants potentially have at a zoo in León, Mexico. I saw how elephants are just tapped to the side, and then they're fed on one end, and their mouth is in. Well, they raise their foot pads voluntarily but happily to get them filed, which elephants in captivity actually need. And incidentally, if we cannot train our dogs and cats, and they can train elephants, but elephants are brilliant. They really are. We're only beginning to understand elephant communication, actually. They communicate in ways which we can't even hear.
Please tell me you made that noise with your mouth.
I did.
Okay.
Is that the sea lion we were talking about earlier, or an elephant?
It was an elephant.
Oh, okay.
It was an elephant, Steve.
Yeah.
Steve, you've seen the documentary on Apology to Elephants, Lily Tomlin's documentary.
Yeah,
what'd you think of it?
I get it, and I think it's right.
For people who haven't seen it, in painstaking detail, they show what goes on behind the scenes at some circuses and zoos and places where they keep elephants.
Well,
it really is startling.
You know, zoos don't. They treat animals very well, including elephants, at least legitimate zoos.
You know?
I mean, maybe a little tiny zoo out in the middle of nowhere, different story. But zoos that are a part of the American Association of Zoos and Aquariums are
There's certain standards
they
need to
abide
by.
And they adhere to those standards. Plus, they go beyond that. You know, I don't know whether elephants should be in captivity or not, but I do feel very strongly they should not be in circuses. It's just not, there's no way that a circus, and the zoos actually agree with this.
Right.
The Lincoln Park and the Brookfield Zoo have come up and said, yeah, you know, we support this proposed law, which incidentally, as I said, Illinois would be the first state. The Illinois Senate and the Illinois House of Representatives have both said that we support this. The Senate did so unanimously. Now, in our state, what else happens unanimously? Nothing.
Zero.
So they're very much for this. Now it's on the governor's desk. And one of the circuses, it's called Carson and Barnes Circus.
Yeah.
I had never heard of it. They go mostly to small town America, but they use elephants. And they are, despite the fact they have been fined in the past by the USDA for doing bad things to elephants, they are trying to lobby the governor to say veto this bill.
Yeah.
I sure hope the governor does support the bill, signs the bill. It would be the first time our governor, in all honesty, to my knowledge, has done anything in a humane way. I'm talking about animals. I'm not talking about politics. He has not been the most supportive governor in that way. So this would show the kind of empathy that we want to see in our public officials. Also, if Illinois does this, and it's only because I think in part anyway, because of Mark Ayers, who's the Illinois representative to the HSUS, that this is happening in our state, then other states will follow suit. I've no doubt about that, because that's how, that's kind of like how things work in politics. One state does it, then the other states kind of follow through. And if anyone were to call in and say, and I'd love to know, we're running out of time here, but I would love to know what the opposition would be. I mean, why it would be a good idea to have these elephants travel from city to city.
Here's the argument you'll hear.
Yeah, I'd like to hear.
People will go, well, for a lot of us, it's the only chance we'll ever have to see an elephant
go
live
to the
in
zoo.
A person.
Right, go to the zoo.
Of course.
You know, or watch Animal Planet, which isn't alive in person.
Right.
But go to YouTube. You know, again, not alive in person. I understand it. I get that and agree with that. In fact, if the elephants were cared for in a way that's appropriate.
Right.
But they cannot be. It's impossible, no matter how, you know, I believe the caretakers actually get bonded with these elephants. I'm sure they do.
Yeah.
They want to do the best for them. What I am saying, though, it's impossible to do that under the circumstances which these traveling shows go from city to city.
Do you think more elephants will turn to dinner theater?
Well, I would like to see them sing and dance. They'd bring down
fantastic.
The house.
Yeah, that'd be
I love
fantastic.
An elephant in a little tutu.
Oh, it's
they're so
fun.
Cute.
They'd bring down the house and probably the whole theater
I
with it.
That.
We
good
only
one.
Have a minute and a half, Steve. What else should we know? What else is going on in the world of animals and or
this
pets?
Was so exciting.
What?
So South Suburban. What?
Prepare for exciting,
yes,
Wendy. It's
I
coming
am.
Your way.
This is amazing.
What?
So Sunday morning I do my radio show here.
Yes.
It is early in
I
the
know,
morning.
I know. I've been
right?
hearing you lately. I've been waking up early on Sundays.
Am I doing okay?
Yeah, you sound great.
Ooh, Wendy says I'm doing. That yep. means I must be doing okay. Yep. That's nice. Thank you.
You're
that is
welcome.
Nice. So I have on from the South Suburban Humane Society, their executive director.
Uh-huh.
And we're just talking about some things, including a clinic they're going to have to vaccinate for people who can't afford vaccinations. Also, they will do some microchipping.
Mm-hmm.
More information coming soon on my blog, or you can listen to the podcast at WGNradio.com. Emily Kleem is their CEO. So she's on the show. We're just chit-chatting about it. The show is about to end, and I just happen to look down at my phone. I get a text, and the text says, I am going to pay for the first some number, up to $600, I think, of these vaccinations. I am going to pay for it out of my pocket.
Why are you doing it? And who
no, texted
you?
No, it wasn't. That's the person who texted
oh,
me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm not
okay.
doing it.
Really?
Yeah, the person texted me. The person who texted me? Doc Emmerich.
Oh, wow.
You know, he is the hugest animal
yes.
lover. That is amazing.
Isn't that great?
That's so nice.
He
yeah.
is so sweet.
Yeah. So,
and those vaccinations can really add up.
Well, yeah. That's. I mean, these are people that can't afford
right.
it. So Doc Emmerich, who doesn't even live in Chicago.
The voice of hockey for people
he
who
is.
Yeah, yeah.
Legendary.
The best.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, legendary hockey broadcaster who I've been watching, you know, do the games here
yeah.
as we eventually get to the Stanley Cup Finals. I think that'll happen in August at the rate we're going. But eventually there will be the Stanley Cup Finals.
Yes.
And he's the greatest. I mean, he's a legendary hockey broadcaster. The fact that he listens to my show mm-hmm. astounds me. I will get texts periodically. Good show, Steve. You know, I mean, it's like, wow,
that's
he's
so
actually
nice.
Listening.
He's a big fan of WGN.
Yes,
and a
yes.
big animal lover.
Yeah, but to step up and ask, one thing to listen to the
right.
show. It's another thing to step up. And he wasn't asking for the public PR I'm giving him now.
Mm-hmm.
I said, would it be okay if I mentioned it? He said, I suppose so. Mm-hmm. So he
he's
wasn't looking
guy.
For that. Yes. Isn't that cool?
That's wonderful news.
Yeah.
You're
yeah.
doing great work. So
well,
is Doc
thank
Emmerich.
You. Yes, 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 yes.
That's Steve Dale. Steve,
where?
If people want to hear you, you're right over there.
Oh.
You're right over there.
Okay.
If people want to hear you, they can very easily. on the weekend, certainly.
Yes.
How do they go about
Sunday
doing this?
Sunday mornings early.
Yeah, really early. I'll be on with Patty Vasquez tonight mm-hmm. at sometime, I think 1 o'clock mm-hmm. or something, talking about all sorts of things. And yes, Sunday morning at 6:30.
Excellent. Thank you, Steve. That's
Thank
noted
you.
Pet expert Steve Dale. That's
Where?
Who that is. Well, it's right. You're right there.
Oh.
We'll take a quick break.
Never
We've
gets
got
old.
News next. And then more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.